I thought I'd like to talk about spirit, what it is, and how we use the word, because a dear friend of all of ours just made his transition last month. Dr. Harvey Tritel is no longer with us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he moved to the Charlotte area for health reasons, and his health reasons caught up with him. So we no longer have him. He's in spirit, and I hope that he approves of my definition of spirit. But we talk of having school spirit, meaning enthusiasm, having a spirited debate, which we've seen more too many of these last week. We talk about drinking spirits. We talk about going into spirit, or spiriting away, as if secreting something away. We talk about the spirit of something in the manner of or relating to, as in the spirit of forgiveness. And of course, there's the Holy Spirit. So with all these meanings for one word, how do we get to the essence of spirit? When someone dies, we know where the body is. It's either buried or cremated or the ashes scattered. But what happens to the spirit or the essence, which does live on? We know that from reincarnation. We know that from I've done over thousands of hypnotic regressions and been able to talk to the souls in the other side, so we know that they live on. But what is this essence composed of? In physics, we learn that energy never dies. It's either transformed. It changes form from either a liquid to a gas or a gas to a liquid. But you can't destroy energy. So if spirit is energy, what happens to it when it is no longer inhabiting the body? And is spirit the same thing as the soul? We know the soul lives on after death. Or is spirit the eternal wisdom that inhabits the soul, which science has told us weighs 2 ounces? They've done a study. They weighed people just prior to death and just after death, and accounting for the air that the person breathes out, accounting for every aspect of that physical body, there's still 2 ounces that are unaccounted for. And those 2 ounces are what we consider the soul weighs. So can spirit be separated from soul? In the spiritual church, we are taught to communicate with the essence of the departed through seances or message circles. Have any of you ever been to a seance? So when you're communicating with that essence, the departed soul, you're communicating with something. There's something there. You're not just making something up out of air. So what is it? If we are communicating with the departed, it must be the wisdom that the soul carries that does the communicating. Certainly we are told that Holy Spirit is without form, yet we describe Holy Spirit as infinite wisdom. So as we examine what makes up the physical remains of the soul, we know that it has form, most likely made of ectoplasm or plasma. We know that we can see it, we can feel its presence, and we can sense its nearness. Wisdom, however, has no form. It's a knowing, an awareness, that is transmitted to humans from a discarnate source somewhere on another plane. We say up, but it could be right here. It could be back here. The other plane has no sense of presence as to where it is in relationship to us. We just look up and think that we're making contact with up. But if wisdom or spirit is part of the soul, do we communicate with the soul in its entirety, or just that component which we call wisdom? Each question leads to another question. The answers that we are seeking may not be known to us until we make our own transitions. Excuse me. And we become part of the transformed physical soul. What we do know is that the soul weighs 2 ounces when it leaves the body, and it goes to another dimension where it can somehow communicate with us in this dimension. So if we assume that souls have the ability to communicate after death, then it is important for us as channelers to be aware of how we contact the spirits and what we want from them. If we're looking for answers from great Aunt Ethel's husband, Fred, we don't want to be channeling through a Hell's Angel whose motives for coming through may not be the highest or the best. Just because somebody has died does not mean he knows any more in the spirit death than he did in life. So asking his spirit for wisdom is not likely to produce the result that you want. Gordon and I both do channeling. He channels a specific master, and he lets that master come into his body and take over his body. I do it a little bit differently. I ask my spirit guide to give me the information. I don't let that spirit guide take over my body. But we both get information, and we both give it out, and the information is not something that we had before we started the channeling. It's something that's given to us that we give out. So when you're doing a channeling, it's important to ground yourself and to make sure that only those spirits that you want to talk with, that you know and you feel comfortable with, that you're allowing to come in. You just don't want to channel anybody that wants to talk to you, because there are a lot of people out there that might want to talk to you, but you don't want to talk to them. And you certainly don't want their energy taking over your body. So it's really important when you're going to do this work to have a grounding first, so you know who's coming in, you know why they're coming in, and you know how you're going to send them back when you're finished. You don't want to walk around with them hanging on to you for the rest of your life. So intention is the navigator for spirit communications. When a channeler wants to contact a spirit, the intent must be pure. The channeler must be able to shed the outer, gross, physical awareness to be able to discern the subtler energies. So when Gordon does the channeling, he needs to be able to move out of the way to let his spirit, his master, come through to be able to do the talking. If Gordon's conscious awareness is there, the master won't be able to come through because he has to come through the awareness. So you have to be willing to step aside and just let the channeler use your body if you're going to do it that way. The soul contains the memory of its previous life. That's why we can do reincarnation so successfully. So to contact that memory, we hold the desire to reach that soul, we focus on the intent, and we draw it in. Once the communication has been established between the soul and the channeler, then we can let go of the physical awareness of who we are and allow the soul's information to be communicated. When I'm doing a reading, you'll see me close my eyes. I'm just closing my eyes, letting the channel come in, give me the information, then I'll open up my eyes and I'll give you the information exactly as I get it. So I don't have the information to begin with, but when I close my eyes, it's a signal for my guide to give it to me so I can then transmit it out to you. But where does this memory come from? Is it from the soul's life, or is it inherent in the wisdom contained within the soul? Is this then the spirit? Every time I tried to define spirit, I kept going in another path and another path and another path, because there are so many ways to get to spirit. So we tend to use the words soul and spirit as interchangeable, and yet each word has a separate meaning. The Catholic Church celebrates All Souls Day. The Mexicans celebrate Dia del Muerte, where they go to cemeteries and have picnics with their loved ones who were already buried. The Jews light candles in memory of the day of their relatives' deaths. So rituals to celebrate the loss of a soul is common across many different traditions. But is the soul ever lost completely? If the soul has weight, it may be transformed but not destroyed. But what about spirit? Does it have weight? Is it transformed? We say we worship spirit. Therefore, spirit must be different from soul, because we don't worship souls. Could we then say that spirit may be contained within the soul, but is not the soul? We could also say that spirit is within the soul, but beyond the soul, as it has infinitely greater wisdom and knowledge than the soul alone could carry. Spirit carries within it the wisdom of this world and beyond. The soul knows only of this life or its memory of this life. So when we contact spirit, we are communicating with an infinite awareness of this life and beyond to other dimensions and other lifetimes. Spirit is the essence of all there is. That essence is what brings us to God, the Holy Spirit. God is all that is, that ever was, that ever will be, the Alpha and the Omega. God, in whatever form you perceive God to be, is spirit in its entirety. Not a soul, not just wisdom, but the purest and highest form of wisdom. Therefore, know that you carry within you that spark of spirit that is God, that is holy. Celebrate that spirit within you, for even as it is unique to you, it is also part of God. And carry that knowing with you as you celebrate your life, as you make memories for your soul to carry beyond life. You are spirit. Embrace it. Celebrate it. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.